This is The Widow's Club with Alexandra Wyman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So glad to be here with you all this week. Today, I'm going to jump in about imposter syndrome. So we've been talking about our shoulds and our supposed tos, comparisonitis, and the imposter syndrome. And again, all of this is kind of the foundation of really becoming aware of what projections and messages we take on and how can we start to become aware of those in order to start deconditioning and really evaluate. Is that serving us? Is it not? And how is this going to help us become our most worthy, authentic self, grounded in who we are, and to really be able to project out to the world what we are here to do and who we are, truly who we are, not what others want us to be. So imposter syndrome, oh boy, this one is also one that I feel like I'm constantly working through. And again, I think lots of people go through this and it's very typical. It's normal to have thoughts and feelings around imposter syndrome. And one thing that I like about it is it means you're getting uncomfortable. Dan Harris has his 10% Happier book and I went to hear him speak and someone was asking about her teenager and high anxiety, like this teenager has high anxiety and how do you support kids and help them learn to meditate and start to breathe and all of this. And essentially what he said is kids don't know how to be uncomfortable. Everything is at their fingertips. It's not that they don't have to work for things, but there's just a loss of being a little uncomfortable and having to work through that and problem solve what to do. And that can increase anxiety because where's the trust? Again, where's the trust that we can handle whatever life hands us? Because there is no predictability in that. The predictability is in us. And imposter syndrome, in my opinion, if you're feeling that, it means that you're getting out of your comfort zone. You're doing something that is making you take a step out of your comfort zone and potentially do something different. And I want to celebrate that. So if you've ever felt it, if you're feeling it now, I want to celebrate that because that is amazing. And it really, I will say this, I'm someone who since Sean died has been looking for stability. I do better when I know buddy's in school, he's thriving, we're doing well. I know what my work is. And that's been a little bit up and down more recently, until more recently, I should say, because now I'm starting to feel a little bit more of that stability. And that stability creates comfort and it creates safety. And that is something we all need to feel. And then I still am a proponent, though, of having those moments of stepping out of your comfort zone in order to be able to stretch and grow ourselves. Because if you stay static and stagnant, there's not going to be much growth. I definitely had imposter syndrome multiple times when I was writing my book. Even 6 weeks before it was about to be published, I told someone, I said, I think I'm going to pull the plug. She said, she doesn't live in Colorado. And she said, I'm coming. If you even make an attempt to do that, I'm coming up there and I'm going to sit on you because you're not pulling the plug on this. And it just felt so uncomfortable because for me, the thoughts that came up were, who am I to do this? Who's going to listen to what I have to say? Who do I think I am? And we kind of get that tape rolling, right? Anything that you decide that you want to try and do. I recently was thinking, I have a good friend of mine. She's retired and she was taking tap classes and I loved it. I loved it because I was like, I would love to get back into piano. I love to get back into Spanish. And doing these things would take me a little bit out of my comfort zone. I studied French when I was younger and then did study some Spanish for travel purposes. And I had multiple people who made comments about my horrible attempt at speaking Spanish. And it hit me so hard and I became so insecure about it that I was like, oh, well, then what's the point? What's the point of doing this? But again, being able to overcome that, to get uncomfortable and to say, I'm going to do this, that is where the growth can happen. Because again, at that point in time, I gave my worth away to these other people. I gave, okay, fine, my Spanish is totally butchered, but I'm learning. So have some grace for me. I mean, I wish that I had the ability to say this to those people. This was a very, very long time ago. But I wish I had the wherewithal to be like, well, thanks for tolerating this and helping me learn rather than chastise me and make fun of me. Maybe you could help me learn so that I could be better at this. That's where I would go with it now. But that wasn't the case back then. Imposter syndrome can happen anytime for me, at least I could say, if I'm feeling a little insecure. I've been to events where it's like,
a charity event and people are rolling in and it's like multimillionaires rolling in and I'm like, okay, hey, my name is Alexandra, right? I start to feel small. And at that point, it's like, I'm a human. I'm a human being. I'm no different. I may not have millions stacked in my bank account right now, but I'm no different as a human being and I'm there for a purpose. Like there's a reason that I'm there. Again, takes a little bit more of that confidence and self-worth to really be able to step up in those situations or recognize situations that make you feel small or that you feel like you're an imposter. Really, that's what the imposter syndrome is. It's really just feeling small and that you don't belong. But again, it's such a beautiful opportunity to step out of your comfort zone and use it as a place of growth. And sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you just have to like go out in your car, have a little pep talk with yourself and say, I'm doing this. I've got this. I can do this. Even if you're like pitted out and sweating so much and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But taking that step and doing it is phenomenal. And then it just creates more momentum. Everybody has imposter syndrome. Everybody goes through that one time or another. It can be in a job interview. It could be dating. You know, you can have imposter syndrome. I will tell you sometimes in motherhood, I'm like, what am I do? Like, who do I think I am being a mom? Like, can't take that one back. Can't switch this. So I just have to pull on my big lady pants and let's do this. But I mean, any sorts of time where there's doubt in the self or again, feeling small, will this come up? And again, it's a beautiful opportunity to embrace it and also to create more opportunities to get uncomfortable. Because again, if things stay status quo for long enough, it makes sense that we could have anxiety, you know, feelings that will come up that we don't really know how to manage or handle. It's almost like creating a habit or a muscle. It's like our comfort muscle. We have to work our discomfort muscle and get out of our own way so that we can continue to grow and evolve as a person and learn lessons and learn things that work or don't work. But for me, I just want to encourage that if there is something that you've wanted to do, if it's to be creative and paint, if you want to take a class, if you want to learn something, if there's something that you've always wanted to do but haven't, because it's a little scary, I want to encourage you to do it because I just think we need all of that. And the more that you're willing to step out and do this thing, you never know who you're going to impact. You never know who you're going to encourage to do something that they haven't been able to do. Recently, I was talking with someone who decided they wanted to do some public speaking. And I will say this person is very professionally successful and said to me, well, I was inspired by what you do. So, and I was like, me? What? No. And she was like, yeah, I was inspired by you. So I went ahead and I did this and I'm really excited I did. So again, this isn't like Alexandra's going to pat herself on the back. It's just that I had someone who encouraged me to overcome my imposter syndrome so that I could do something and get my message out there. And by doing that, someone else was encouraged to step out of their comfort zone and do something. And I do appreciate, at least in writing or ideas, writing is a very easy place to get imposter syndrome of who's going to listen to what I have to say. Is there a saturation? Has someone else said what I'm saying? And I heard someone say this and I loved it so much. And they said, if you're thinking of writing or doing something, even if it's painting, you can apply it to painting. It's that no one has done it the way you're going to do it. You want to go take a tap class? No one has embraced tap class the way you're going to embrace it. No one has painted with the love that you're going to paint. No one has heard your message from you. They may have heard a message that's similar, but they haven't heard it from you and your perspective. And that's what we need, is to not get caught up, again, comparisonitis, what other people are doing, but to step out of our comfort zone. So I can't wait to hear what you all are going to do to step out of your comfort zone this week. I would love to hear from you. Definitely reach out. Let me know. And hopefully all together, we can continue to get out of our comfort zone, embrace the growth that we are all doing, and continue on this journey that we call life. And also for those of you who have that grief thing happening too, you know, that thing just hangs with us. But with our continued growth, we can manage it better. Hope you all have a great week, and I will chat with you soon.
Thanks for listening. For more about Alexandra and her work, go to forwardtojoy.com.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.